The 2017 Chamai Dance Festival begins tomorrow at the Bethel Regional High School. The weekend-long cultural celebration marks the largest annual gathering of Alaska Native dance in the world. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur sat down with the organizers and has this report.
This year's theme, the Nunanriyum Natlini, meaning during the time of joy.
Peter Achek has been helping organize Chamai for more than a decade.
It's the opposite of mourning. Chamai is a celebration.
Along with the pioneering Alaska Greenland band Bamiwa, there will also be regional groups performing from places like Alakanuk, Chivak, and Mountain Village. Soon after the festival begins Friday evening, Chamai will honor Raphael and Vivian Jimmy of Mountain Village as living treasures. Peter Achek says the honor is a way for the community to say thank you to the cultural bearers who've kept Yupik dancing alive.
Raphael and Vivian represent the age that many of us we didn't see during the time when Western civilization have not affected or have not come into our area yet, and they have retained a lot of what used to be, you know, the traditional type of dancing, and they practice that with their group now, and they just carry on the tradition like it was before any interruption, but you know, before any touch from the Western civilization or anywhere else in the world.
The following day of the festival, Saturday, a tradition is being revived after more than a decade, the fur fashion show. Linda Curta got the idea after the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim University campus started a fur parka sewing class, and students asked to share their work.
And I said, we can't just share it. We have to create the fur fashion show again. And so, yes, it's been since 2005.
Curta calls the show a parade of history, tradition, and skill. Next up is Peter Achek's favorite moment of the weekend, the heart of the drums, when all the drummers at the festival climb to the top of the bleachers in the Bethel Regional High School gym, circling the audience and begin to beat in unison.
It's usually a very powerful time of Chamai where everybody participates.
I do believe that as that drum is beating and the song is being sung, that all of our hearts truly get in unison. Your bodies just share with one another, and we all become sort of the drum ourselves.
We've had people come up to us afterwards, you know, and say that, wow, you know, I didn't expect that. Some of them come with their daily challenges and they're heavy laden, and then I no longer feel like that. I no longer feel so heavy laden. Some healing happened during the heart of the drums.
Also on Saturday are free dental screenings from the Yukon Kuskokwim Dental Clinic, a workshop on Yupik regalia, and the Native Foods Dinner. Throughout it all, they'll be dancing, beginning Friday evening and stretching over 3 days of celebration, remembrance, and culture into Sunday night. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.